Having recovery is after this.
My mum was such a fan of not making a fuss that when we went out to a restaurant as a family, we all had to order exactly the same thing in order to make it easier for the waiter.
New stand-up for Sunday nights.
Frankly, when you're an eight-year-old girl, you don't always fancy a fillet steak and a bottle of Rioja.
Including Lucy Porter and Tom Allen.
As a child, all the other kids, they wanted to build a fort. I built a conservatory.
Beginning with a personal look at mental health from Ruby Wax.
We're besieged, all of us, by bad news. So now we're frazzled, thinking, what's going to nuke us next? Is it going to be North Korea or too much salt?
Ruby Wax Frazzled on Sunday night at 7:15 on BBC Radio 4.
And now, award-nominated comedy drama, Love in Recovery.
Sorry. Hi, Marion. Are you nearly finished? Only we'll be starting soon and I need to put the chairs out.
Bloody hell, they're getting their money's worth for you, ain't they?
Oh, well, that's very kind of you to say so, but, you know, it's just a few chairs.
You know what? I think it's wonderful what you do. And I don't mean the bloody chairs. It's brave. That's what it is.
Is it?
Yeah. You put yourself out there, exposed.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, that's the nature of the group, really. You do have to expose your inner self sometimes, I guess.
Unashamed.
Well, you have to learn to live with your shame, definitely.
Bearing it all.
Right, yeah, that's part of it, I guess. Bearing my soul.
Yeah. And your tackle.
What?
I couldn't do it, mate. Sitting there all in a nude, everyone staring you up and down.
But I don't do it in a nude. Wait, why would I be in the nude?
So they can draw you. Because you're the model for the life drawing class, ain't you?
What? Oh, no, Marion, I'm Andy from AA. It's Alcoholics Anonymous night. My night.
Oh. Now that makes more sense.
Marion, when you said that they were getting their money's worth, what did you mean that I'm...
I meant that you're quite fat.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you see, some of these models, whippets they are. Well, it couldn't take more than 10 minutes to draw them, but you...
Well, you know these clothes are quite baggy.
Well, you wouldn't get in them otherwise, would you? That was a joke, sorry.
Can I just have the room, please, Marion?
Should I go and get you some extra pencils?
It's not life drawing, it's AA. And I'm not that fat, am I?
Hey, I never said I didn't like it.
What?
Falling to the ground, I was anxious to be found.
Okay, now, has everybody got a biscuit?
Andy, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to everybody.
Right. You know it's only me and Fiona here, don't you? It's not a bloody Nuremberg rally.
Yes, I can see that, Simon, thank you. And I don't think Hitler was offering biscuits at the Nuremberg rally.
How do you know?
Well, of course.
I mean, I don't know. I don't speak German. Do you speak German?
No, but...
Right. So what you're saying is you can't prove to me right now that Hitler's speech at the Nuremberg rally wasn't at least partly about biscuits.
Well...
Can you?
No, but...
Oh, for goodness sake, will you two shut up about Nazis and bloody biscuits? Do you not think we should really go...
Start the meeting? Yes, Fiona, good idea. Maybe we should start the meeting.
That's not what I meant.
Okay, I'm Andy, I'm the group leader.
Self-appointed group leader.
Still group leader, Simon? Okay?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Right, I'm Andy, I'm the group leader. Still, I'm going to ignore you, Simon, okay? If you say it again, I am just going to ignore you.
Ignore me then.
Okay, I will. Right, I'm Andy, I'm the self-appointed group leader, and it's been 15 years since my last drink. Who's next?
All right, I'm Simon, journalist, not really an alcoholic. Caught drink driving, forced to come by work. Could have left after 3 weeks, but, well, I met Fiona.
Yeah, okay, Simon.
I'm like a sexy spider, she trapped me in a...
Okay, Simon.
Sex web.
Shut up, Simon. You know, I really think we need
Fiona,
to...
Fiona, we're doing the introductions now.
Fine. I'm Fiona, I'm an alcoholic. It's been a year since my last drink, and in that year, in this group, I've learned a great deal about acceptance, the importance of talking and sharing.
Oh, well, good, Fiona. That's great.
Which is why I'd really just love to know why everyone's completely ignoring the rather massive elephant in the room.
I'm assuming by a rather massive elephant in the room, You mean Dano, the toothless, chain-smoking, very upset-looking cockney, out the window. So, actually, just outside the room.
Yes.
He does look a bit upset, doesn't he?
A bit. He looks like he's ready to punch someone's face off.
Maybe he's got something on his mind.
Oh, do you think so, Freud? What was it that gave you that impression? Was it the six fags he's had in the last 2 minutes, or the mad, thousand-yard, dead-eyed stare?
I think it's the two things together.
Is anyone going to say anything to him?
Yes, of course. Simon, do you want to tell Dano to come in?
No, I don't. You tell him. You're the group leader.
Fine, I will. It's not... Maybe I'll just do it from here.
Well, come on, then.
Dano. No, see, can't hear me.
That's because he's not a bat, Andy. Oh, I tell you what, it's lucky this isn't the Nuremberg Rally, because you would make a rubbish Nazi.
No.
As if you could be a Nazi.
I could be a Nazi.
Oh, for God's sake, why do you want to be a Nazi?
I don't.
I'm just saying I could be.
Andy, how could you invade Poland? You can't even tell Dano to come in and sit down.
You tell him.
I don't feel like it.
Well, some Nazi you are.
Oh, Dano!
What?
Get in here.
I'm just going to have an
hour. No, you're not.
Why?
Because I've had enough of Tweedledum and Tweedledickhead and their bloody Nazis and bloody biscuits. And because there's something upsetting you and it seems serious and we care about you and you just need to come in now and bloody talk to us. Okay?
Well, we're not going to wait for Julie.
Now, Dano.
Yeah, all right.
We done the introductions yet?
Yes.
Right, well, I'm Dano. I do a bit of this, bit of that. I'm an alcoholic, been sober 5 years.
Dano?
I don't know what you're all staring at. I'm fine, all right? Everything's all right. Everything's... Just...
Take your time, Dano. It's okay.
Is it? Is it all going to be okay? Is it, Andy?
Yes. Of course it is.
No, it's not. Thanks, Andy, mate, but I'm sorry, but it's not.
Dano, what's wrong?
Dano?
I'm in love.
Oh, well, okay. Who is he?
He's Alan. He's called Alan. He's a plumber.
Really?
Yes. What?
No, it's just...
Alan the plumber?
It just doesn't sound very...
About what? Very gay?
What? I just thought there was always one camp one and one not camp one. And given that you're Dano, I thought your boyfriend would be a bloody roller skating window dresser called Fernando.
What are you talking about?
Well, I just thought that's how it works.
Maybe he's a really camp plumber.
He's not. He's just a plumber. He's a plumber called Alan. And I love him.
And so he doesn't feel the same, or...?
He does. He does. Yeah, he really does. He still does, after I told him about me, you know, the drink. Everything. Took me 3 weeks to, you know, build up the courage, but I told him. And I was still scared, and he put his hand on my shoulder when we sat down. When I told him I wanted to talk, when I told him I had things I needed to tell him, he put his hand on my shoulder. He said, I'll still love you. And I focused on that hand when I was telling him about all the drink, all about all the things I've done, all the stupid things, the scams and the thieving, the person that I was, that I still am. I just focused on. I thought that I could feel it. I mean, obviously, I'd feel it if he took his hand away, but even if he was gutted and he wanted to take his hand away but forced himself to hold on just to be kind, I thought I'd feel it and I'd know, but... So I've blown it. It didn't move. His hand, it didn't move. A little bit. He just said, okay. Just like that, okay. And nothing had changed, and I couldn't believe I found him.
So what's the problem, Danny?
I didn't tell him everything. There's something I ain't told anyone. Something that will change everything. And I'm so ashamed. I've got...
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Dano. I'm so sorry. But Dano, for God's sake, you mustn't be ashamed.
I ain't said what it is yet.
I know, but I mean, it is, isn't it? You've got, haven't you?
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about... I mean, everyone's thinking what I'm thinking, aren't they?
What are you thinking?
Oh, just say it, Dano.
Fine. I've got a tattoo on my chest.
That's what I was thinking.
A tattoo?
Yeah. On my chest.
And that's it?
That's it. And he ain't seen it yet. And I'm scared that when he does, he's gonna... I'm scared it's all gonna fall apart.
Right. And what is it? The tattoo? I mean, what's it of?
It says... Dance Fever.
Dance Fever.
Dance Fever.
Dance Fever.
Dance Fever? I don't get it. Is that, you know, a gay thing?
No, Andy, it's not a gay thing.
Well, it is a gay thing. I mean, it might not be a gay thing, but it's definitely a gay thing.
Hold on. That's why you're upset. That's why you stood outside looking like you were going to bloody burst. That's why we were so bloody worried about you. Because of a Dance Fever tattoo.
Are you sure it's not really AIDS?
Sorry I'm late, Auntie.
That's okay, Julie. We were just...
Sorry, everyone.
Auntie, can I have a biscuit?
Julie, have you...
Is that a... Black eye?
Julie.
Can I have a biscuit, please, Andy?
Yes, of course. Here.
Thank you. Very nice, it's Andy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Julie.
Oh. Right, yes, sorry. I'm Julie. I'm an alcoholic. It's been 6 years since my last drink. Not counting a few relapses here and there. I'm fine. Thank you, Dano. Sounded like you're in the middle of something important. Why don't you just carry on?
We weren't really. I mean, we thought it would... It's nothing, actually. It's a waste of our time. Dano's got a silly and, I'm guessing, pretty cheap-looking tattoo on his chest, and he's worried about his new bloke seeing it. And, Dano, it will be fine. He won't care. Julie?
You know, Julie, that... You know, no one's going to judge you, okay? You know that you can talk about anything.
I don't think I should have come today. I think it was a mistake. I'm sorry. I think I'll... I know no one's going to judge me in here, and thank you, Andy. But I still can't. And what's the point in being here if there's something I'm too ashamed to talk about? I'm sorry, Andy, and I'm sorry, Evan.
The National Front. I used to be in the National Front.
What?
You were in the National Front?
The tattoo, that's when I got the tattoo.
You got the tattoo when you were in the National Front?
Yeah.
A Dance Fever tattoo in the National Front?
I changed it. It wasn't always. I used the letters. It was just NF before. Right here. I never told anyone after. I never told you lot, especially not you lot. You mean the world to me, and I couldn't... I sort of Disneyed it up a little bit for you. Told you that me and my old man used to run around pissed up, pulling little scams and getting into trouble. Funny, like Fagin and the Artful Dodger, and it was like that a lot of the time. Sometimes. It weren't always like that.
No, I don't remember the Artful Dodger joining the National Front.
He didn't in the musical.
I've only seen the musical.
Shut up, Andy.
He hated everyone, my old man. Hated gays. I mean, hated them. And he taught me everything I knew. So, I hated them more than him. I had to. Because I couldn't even begin to come to terms with what I was. All I had was hate and fear. And no one. Then I found these blokes who... found these blokes that did nothing but hate and fear. And it was perfect. It was easy and it made sense for a bit. How can I be a dirty, horrible gay bloke? Look how much I despise them. And I'm ashamed. I'm really ashamed of myself. So why don't you come and tell us what's wrong, Julie?
That's supposed to make me feel better, is it? So you joined a club, so what? A stupid club for stupid people. And then you left the club.
Well, you didn't say Dano, have you?
Has Dano left the National Front, Andy? Is that what you're asking?
What do you think he does, Andy? Anti-gay march in the afternoon, then straight over to the meat bunker for cocktails and techno?
It's over, Dano. And look, well done, right? Well done for getting out and coming out. And I mean that. I do. It's brave and I am glad for you. I am so glad you've got a new life now, a great life, and that's... congratulations. But you know what? Why don't you piss off?
Julie?
Oh, you want me to tell you my sad story now, yeah? You want to know why I'm in such a state? You want to know about this, right? You want to know how I got this black eye? All right. I met a bloke.
Who is he?
Oh, sit down, Dano, for God's sake. You know, you've got no idea. You've got no idea how small my life is. No, I used to wear contact lenses for years and then I lost them. Went for them one morning and they'd gone. And I kept meaning to get replacements, but it turned out I didn't need them. I don't mean my eyes have got any better, but I mean it didn't make any difference to my life, not having them. I know my way to the shop. There's no post, there's nothing worth reading. No one's moving anything around in my flat. There's no surprises. There's nothing I really need to see. Mad. And then I met a bloke.
Who, Julie?
Just a bloke. Works for the council. Does the gardens round the flats. Just a bloke. That's how I did my eye.
What you meaning?
No, Dano, no. He took me to a cafe and I walked into a door. Because I couldn't bloody see. Because I didn't know it. Because it was new. It was brand new. It wasn't fireworks. We weren't running around like kids again. He didn't make me feel young, but I don't know. He made me not mind being old. It was boring, really. Parks, cafes, an art gallery once. Felt safe. I like that. Being safe. Being looked after. Having someone look at me. Having someone kiss me. I loved that. I was scared when he... took me to bed, scared. Not like a teenager, not like the first time, not nervous. I was terrified. I'd only had one man. I mean, for a long time, I'd only ever had one man. And, oh, it happened, sex, of course it happened, but he was a drinker. That was his life, and there was never much room for anything else. So it happened, But it was just something that happened because he happened to need it sometimes. But it wasn't me he wanted. He didn't look at me. He never touched me. And then he went and then I started drinking and there were a couple of times. Oh, a few times with a few blokes, not Nasty blokes, just useless blokes, having a useless pissed roll around, just wanting to be close to someone, anyone. And then this bloke. And it was lovely. And he was gentle with me and kind, and he looked at me and kissed me. And it couldn't have been anyone else. He didn't want anyone else. He wanted me.
It's okay, Julie.
No. It's not okay. I kicked him out. I shouted at him, and I wasn't gentle, and I wasn't kind, and I wasn't... ashamed him.
Why?
Oh, because he did something normal, something that people do. Something that normal people do when they're in bed with someone they trust, someone they want to make happy. Something that I'd never done, something that no one had ever done to me before.
What? I mean, no, don't. I mean, I want to know, but I also really don't want to know.
I'll spare you the details, Simon. He treated me like a normal woman. And I hated it. It felt wrong. And I realised that I'm not a normal woman. Not a normal woman with a big, full life who's lived and made something of themselves. He looked at me, this bloke, but he didn't really see me. I tricked him into believing I was a real-life, grown-up, human woman instead of a ghost. And he deserves more. So much more than me. So I kicked out at him. I shouted and I cried and I made him feel like he'd done something wrong because I was ashamed. Because he'd got it wrong, this bloke. He didn't see me, not the real me. I'm sorry I shouted at you, Dano. And I am proud of you for turning things around. But that's your past. This is my life. Go and tell your bloke. You joined a club. You ranted and raved and acted like a proper little arsehole. But it's over. You'll stay. And you deserve it. Go for a fag.
I don't deserve it. I hurt a guy. We was marching. Not much of a march, really. Just a bunch of hooligans walking down the street. Something happened. And I hurt a guy.
Who, then?
Just a guy.
No, right, but what was he? Who were you marching against?
You mean, was he a black guy?
Yeah,
gay guy? Asian guy?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
He was a National Front guy. A bloke on the march. He shouted at this kid. Really shouted at him. Called him a queer. Screamed it over and over again. And something snapped. He was so ugly. And I lost it. I beat the shit out of him.
I mean, I don't want to say it sounds like you did the world a favour, but kind of... sounds like you did the world a favour. I mean, he sounds like a...
He was a boy, Fiona. He was a boy. Just a boy. You know, the NF ain't full of smart, educated young men on their way up in the world. They got nothing. No education, no culture, no hopes, no chance. No one's ever given them nothing. No one's ever taught them nothing but hate and fear. And they're angry and they feel cheated. And then they start believing in some fantasy England, you know, some England that doesn't exist, that's never existed. And they want it. They want it so bad, they're ready to fight for it. They want a war, these boys. They don't realise that if they got this war, they'd only ever be cannon fodder. He was a lost, angry, confused little boy, like I was. He didn't know enough about anyone to hate him, not really. He was just a dickhead who had it tough. Who had nothing and was told that it was all someone else's fault. He was just a lost kid. I hurt him. I hit him. I kicked him. I pulled at him. I beat him. And I didn't stop. And then I walked away and I never found out if he was all right. And I got on with my life. And that's not my past. That's not over. That's not solved. I'm ashamed. And I should be ashamed.
So, what's your point, Dana?
You can say sorry. You deserve to be happy. And I'm not sure I do. I tried to be happy. I fell in love. And all I can do now is tell him and hope that he don't run away. And if he does, well, maybe that's what I deserve. So go and find your bloke. And let him make you happy.
But don't tell us about it. I mean, if it's bed stuff. If it's cafe and park stuff, then, you know, if you must.
Thanks, Dano. Are you going to tell him tonight, Dano?
Yeah. It's about time, I reckon.
You know it's going to be fine, don't you?
Is it?
You know, I don't get why you'd have to tell him at all.
How do you mean?
Well, so you've got a dance fever tattoo. I mean, he knows you're gay, right?
It's still weird when a gay bloke has a dance fever tattoo.
I still don't really... How'd you turn NF into dance fever? Wouldn't it be Nance fever?
No. Oh, for God's sake. He took the N and put it into dance.
So what about the F?
Fever.
But I thought you didn't start with... Oh,
Dana, will you just show him?
Fine. Quickly.
Oh, God, that's awful.
I know, it's awful.
Oh, you should have just left it as NF. Mm. A swastika would have been better than that.
Nelly Furtado.
What's that?
NF, he could have changed it to Nelly Furtado.
I don't like Nelly Furtado.
Does she not give you dance fever?
I'll get rid of it. I'll get rid of it.
You know, I still don't get how he hasn't seen it yet.
Well, because he hasn't got to that stage yet.
I know it. I thought I got to that stage after about 2 minutes, but you love it.
Simon!
Well, that's not homophobic. I'd love to get to that stage after 2 minutes. I thought that was one of the perks of being a gay. I'm just disappointed, that's it. I'm disappointed in the gays.
I'll let them know.
Right, I'm going for 5. Don't you be judgmental. You were in the National Front.
Julie?
Yeah, come on then.
Nigel Farage!
Stop just saying things that begin with NF. Why would Dano change an NF tattoo to a Nigel Farage tattoo?
Nigel Fisher, then.
Who's Nigel Fisher?
My old headmaster. He was nice.
You're an idiot, Andy.
You know, you shouldn't talk to the group leader like that, Simon.
Andy, if I were a prisoner and you were my Nazi guard, I'd still call you an idiot.
Well, then I'd shoot you.
Oh, as if you'd have the guts, a rubbish Nazi like you.
You know, maybe my life isn't as small as I think it is sometimes.
What do you mean?
I mean, look at this lot. I wish it was about 3 people smaller.
Stop saying you'd be a good Nazi. It's not a good thing.
You'd be a great Nazi. I would, actually.
Love in Recovery was written and created by Pete Jackson. It starred Julia Deakin, Rebecca Front, John Hannah, Sue Johnston, Paul Kay and Eddie Marson. The programme was produced and directed by Ben Worsfield and is a Lucky Giant production for